Director of Aviation.
Hi, is Richard there?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want you to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. It was just based on some financing you guys did with a, it looks like maybe Diversified Financial last year. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see what you had in the pipeline if you needed any financing.
Sure don't.
Oh, yeah? How's business going?
Great.
Great. What are sales like this year?
We had a real good year.
Oh, yeah? Are you guys up from last year?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What are you guys tracking for?
Pardon?
What are you guys tracking for?
What do you mean, tracking?
Like in comparison, like it's up 5%, 10%, 1%?
Oh, I don't know. We'd probably up 25%.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. That's real good from last year. What are you guys doing differently from last year?
Well, we're in a different business. We're in ag business. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we service farmers. And when they have water, we do more work. So last year they got 75% water. This year they got 100%. So we did 25% more.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like water dependent. Because you guys do like the aerial application, right?
Right.
Okay, okay. And so is that like just like pesticides, fertilizers, things like that?
The whole thing.
Oh, even like the seeds and everything?
Oh, yeah, we seed the rice. Yeah, that's the only way we do the rice here in Sacramento Valley.
Oh, okay, okay. So then now that like there was 100% water this year versus last year, did you guys have to like hire any new pilots or did you bring on any additional clients?
Yeah, we brought on another pilot and an airplane, so yeah.
Oh, you brought on another airplane this year?
Sure.
Oh, nice. What kind of plane did you guys get?
We've got the biplane, the AgCat.
Oh, okay, cool. How much does one of those go for?
Oh, $600,000 to $800,000.
Oh, nice. Did you guys get that finance or do it outright?
Oh yeah, we'll cash some of it out.
Okay, that's awesome.
Well, so, we need any money.
Yeah, definitely. Is there like a specific time of year you kind of like evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
Yeah, maybe toward the end of the year.
Towards the end of the year.
Our year ends in January, the last day of January. So, any expenditures, it's
going to be like around there.
Yeah, end of the calendar year.
End of the calendar year because like, do you guys take advantage of Section 179?
Oh, I try to every year.
Do you have anything on your wish list for this year?
Well, I do, but I got enough cash. I won't have to
borrow any
money.
Okay. So you guys trying to stay like pretty liquid, it sounds like.
Yep.
How do you guys find new customers?
You don't have to find them, they're here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're just like in the area with all the farmers, and is there like a lot of competition out there?
You know, there's different areas that, you know, our competitors will stay in one area and we stay in another area. We all get along.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like...
It's not that bad.
Okay, so you're not like cutthroat, like I'm going to steal your farmers.
Well, maybe in the Midwest it is, you know. I know a lot of operators across the country because I'm affiliated with the National Association as well. And across the country, yeah, there can be some pretty nasty things going on.
Oh, really? But not here.
We're pretty good. We're pretty good shape.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Would you say that like you guys have like grown since last year and you guys are growing every year?
Oh, we've grown since the last... probably 2006, we've been growing every year.
Okay. And do you guys also do, like is it, like, just rice or, like, all different types of crops?
You know, mainly rice here where we're at. We do some other crops, but not as much as the other operators. A lot of the other operators are more diversified.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of put it all in one basket, and we do. We work hard for 5 months, and then we kind of kick back the rest of the year.
Oh, nice, nice. That's not too bad, right?
Work on your equipment and all that, you know.
Oh, okay, and just do like the plain maintenance.
Of it, how to keep Uncle Sam from getting his hands on most of
it. Yeah, that's what we all do, right? Do you guys also do like mosquito abatement or just like the...
I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay, just curious if that's a problem up there.
It is, yeah. Where are you at, Olivia?
I'm in San Diego.
Okay. Nice down there today, I'll bet.
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. Not too bad. So do you guys have who do you normally bank with right now?
Well, I've got a Production Credit Association.
Oh, the PCA.
Yeah, PCA. Calusa Glen, it's a federal land bank.
Okay. How long have you been working with them?
Oh, 40 years.
Is that how long you guys have been in business?
35 years.
Oh, 35 years. That's awesome. So would you say, what's your experience been like with them?
It's been pretty good. I go to them for land loans or anything big.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, what about, smaller loans? Do you ever need, capital loans? I don't know if your customers... I'm sorry?
Production loans, we go through them.
Okay.
A revolving line.
Okay, the revolving line of credit.
Yeah, but I don't even use that anymore. I have it available to me, a couple of...
Oh, perfect. You have it as backup, but you don't need to.
I just don't need it. We got enough power behind us now.
Oh, nice. So then, if something, happened, big happened, I know those propellers can cost, several thousand if you have to replace them. You guys are covered with that?
Oh, heck yeah.
Nice. What is, the most expensive thing that can happen, maintenance-wise for a plane that you would have to fix, just out of curiosity?
Well, the engine, needs to be overhauled about every 10 years.
Oh.
That can go upwards of a couple hundred thousand.
So it's more cost effective to just do the engine overhaul versus just buying a whole new one?
Yeah, a new one's probably closer to $300,000 or $400,000.
Okay, so the engine overhaul is one or two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely an expensive industry, but pretty lucrative, right?
Yeah, it pays well. It pays well.
Do you have typical payment terms you extend to your customers, a net 30, 60, 90?
We're net 30.
Net 30. Do you guys ever run into cash flow problems while waiting?
Pay good. We've gotten into slow payers, but they'll pay when harvest comes in. They usually pay up.
Gotcha.
Just a small percentage of the total.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds like things are going pretty good. You guys are up 25% from last year. You guys brought another pilot and plane.
Next year, you never know. If it doesn't rain,
Yeah. So what would happen if that happened again, if the 75% water?
Yeah,
would you guys...
75%.
That's it.
Well, I just park one airplane and leave it off the insurance, and, we do with less.
So do you have to cut back, on personnel, if that would happen?
Sure, yeah.
Oh.
Cut everything back.
Oh, so you just, but, you still have, the capital to kind of, get through that.
Right. Hey,
okay. All right, do you have, an email address so I can send you some information in case something comes up? You want to take advantage of 179 or have any cash flow issues?
You should have it there, diversified.
I actually don't have it on file.
Oh, that's all right. No, I don't need anything, so.
All right. Well, thanks. It's been good talking to you. Okay, I'll definitely check up on you a few times a year. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.